I want to come back to this approaching train strike. The drivers will meet between 3 and 4 tomorrow morning. Public Transport Victoria says there'll be 50 services cancelled because of that. Friday from 10 a.m. a 4-hour strike. They'll no doubt start going in earlier than 10 a.m. Fair Work Commission was sitting until 2 o'clock this morning, but Metro lost its bid to end the industrial action. I spoke to Luba Grigorovic from the union earlier. She criticised the decision to cancel trains tomorrow morning, saying it's a disgrace because the stoppage will be finished before the first service. But I asked her if it could all be avoided. This is what she said.
It can always be avoided, but the reality is that we've given Metro a number of chances to try and come to the table with a fair dinkum deal for my members, and it seems that they just keep treating us with contempt.
Andrew Lazala is the Chief Executive of Metro. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
A reply to that?
Well, with regard to tomorrow morning, the notice that we have is that drivers will not be working between 3 and 4 a.m. They've picked that hour because that is the hour in which we prep the trains, getting them ready, making sure they're fault-free and safe to operate. And so the early services will be cancelled because of that. And as PTV have said, there's about 50 services affected, half in the towards the city and half out of the city.
So that's really unavoidable.
Well, it is, because the all the driver planning has been now set for those trains. So we will be putting bus replacements on those. So I would urge our customers to check the PTV website or the Metro website to see if their chosen service is affected and if it has a bus replacement.
So what can you do, what can be done to avoid the strike, the 4-hour strike on Friday?
Well, as we sit today, Neil, there's nothing we can do to avoid it now, because we've had to build a new timetable for Friday and put all the rosters to match that timetable, and that was a 48-hour task. And so the union knew there was a 10 o'clock deadline this morning for that. That has passed.
So even if the union came to you and said, "Well, cop everything you're offering, the strike, you couldn't do anything?"
We can't avoid it now, Neil, and that's why we were in negotiations intensely yesterday and in Fair Work to try and avoid this. But the unions know what they're doing, they've picked their timings, and they're going to disrupt this city significantly on Friday. And I do apologise to all the people that be affected. But and we'll do as much as we can in terms of bus replacements. But it will be very disruptive.
But I don't quite understand that. If the union was to suddenly cave in and say, "We agree to everything," why couldn't you just call it all off? Throw your rosters out and go back to the original?
Because the notices go out to the drivers 2 days in advance as to what services they're running.
Okay.
And we have 1,000 drivers, and it's a very complicated process.
Okay.
Hence the negotiations in Fair Work up until 2 a.m. this morning.
What, were you there, by the way?
I was not there. I was actually on the phone, but I had a full team in there.
What disruption then? If they stop from 10 a.m, when will you start winding services down?
From about 8:30 in the morning.
Oh dear. Will the peak be normal?
The peak will be normal until about 8:30, and then it will start to thin out. And as we get trains through the network and back to depot, and from 2 p.m. we'll start running again, and we should have a normal service by about 4:30.
So there's still going to be some disruption. I mean, Friday peak could start earlier than that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult for people.
How many people do you think this will affect?
About 300,000 on Friday.
Mm. Is there any, the union's talked about compensation for them in the past through free travel. Is that happening?
We haven't made a call on that. That'll be something you need to discuss with PTV. But Neil, I've been in this industry 37 years, and I've never known a union go to strike action when there's an improved offer on the table, a very good offer. We're offering 17%, and we're not changing people's terms and conditions of employment. We're just looking for a bit more flexibility in the way that the trains are driven, and ability to run repeat up and down the same track. so that we can build a railway fit for the future, so that we can actually add the extra services as the demand builds, and so we can commission these massive capital works that the government's investing in, on the grade separations, on the Cranbourne Pakenham line upgrade, and eventually on the tunnel. We have to get some reform, and we're prepared to pay for that, and we want the union to sit down and negotiate around that, and negotiate in good faith.
So what is the flexibility you want?
We want drivers to be able to drive on the same line more than once, and we want to put in a group structure where drivers don't drive everywhere on the network. So today, if a Sandringham train is late, it'll make a Werribee train late because the driver's going from Sandringham onto the Werribee train, for example. We want the Sandringham driver to drive to Sandringham and back more than once so that we can contain delays. That's one thing. We want, but a really important point I need to make is that when we are, in the next 3 years, we're going to have 20 grade level crossings removed and grade separations put in place. We can't train 1,000 drivers on 20 grade separations that are happening at different times. That's probably 15,000 training events. Yep. We don't have the trainers to do that. We don't have the time to do that. So we need to be able to limit the number of drivers being trained on the grade sets to about 300. And that's the flexibility we want. We want drivers to repeat run on certain lines. Not a big ask, actually. For 17% for everybody.
Okay, well, look, thank you for talking to us. Oh, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this. We've got reports this morning that in some places people are being waved through, not using their Mikey card, but just being waved through by staff. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of it, but I would appeal to the public to please always touch on and touch off, because it is a legal requirement to do so.
This message we got was a staff were waving through. It might have been an equipment failure. We'll check it out. Thank you.
Could have been an equipment failure.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Lazala, Chief Executive of Metro. Well, there you are. You've heard from the union. You've heard from the Metro people. And the bottom line is, too late to avoid the strike now. 10 to 4. 8:30 to 4:30 disruption on Friday. It will be tough, no doubt. Tougher than the trams, having the trains out for that time. It will be tougher.